Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling our Stop By. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
This is Bryn Jacoby. I am looking to see if I could schedule an appointment for installation.
Sure, I can definitely take a look at that for you. What is your service address, please?
43 Stortini, Stortini Drive.
Okay, and
that's in Rhinebeck, New York.
Okay, so 12572. All right, and have you already signed up and you're just looking for the installation appointment, or?
I believe I may have spoke to you because your voice sounds familiar.
Probably. I wouldn't doubt that.
Yeah, I called a couple of weeks back just to get more information. I think we might have put me in some initial system, and then I just wanted to go back and, like, chat it over with my husband. He's aligned. And
gotcha.
I think you're coming next week to Mutt Street. So I figured it would help to set something up.
All right. Let's take a look here. Okay. So we didn't go through with the sign-up process yet, but I do have some of the information down. So let's go ahead and get you signed up. And just bear with me. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it was house number 43, right? Just want to make sure I have that correct. Okay. And so we had decided on the 1 gig, is that correct?
I believe so. And you said that supports how many devices? Or?
So it's a 1 gig down, 1 gig up. So 1 gig download speed, 1 gig upload speed. It can handle quite a few devices, more than 30, if anything. But, I mean, it really depends on what each device does.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. Because I couldn't remember. I know we went over it, and I felt like I was totally, like, in the clear. And then I was like, did I tell her we had Alexa speakers? I think I did. I know we have, like, our typical computers we work from. We both work from home. And then we don't really use iPads. We have our phones. And then our TVs are all streaming devices. Like, we don't have cable.
Okay.
And then our Apple Watches. So it's just as my
So that's
she's not like doing her own thing.
No, and that's not a lot, really, to be honest. I mean,
okay,
I've got two smart TVs. I've got a printer, two laptops.
Yes, a printer.
A desktop.
Oh, I do have a baby sound machine. Like,
oh yeah, no,
I feel
that's,
like those
that's no
shouldn't
big deal.
Speak. Okay, good.
Yeah, and then I've got, like, my Google Home, plus my Switch, plus two Xboxes and a PlayStation. So, I mean, even that, like, works perfectly fine on 1 gig.
And you're only on the 1 gig?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm more than fine.
Okay. Okay, so we're doing the 1 gig. And I don't remember off the top of my head how large your home is. Do you know how large it is in square footage?
I think it's right around 3. It might be like just over, including the basement.
Are we talking 3,000 square feet?
Yeah.
Okay. So we do recommend some Wi-Fi extenders just to be able to get the whole home Wi-Fi. But I mean, the first one is included at no additional cost. So the day that you have your install, your technician and yourself will be able to decide how many extenders you may need. But again, the first one's included. So if you find a central place that will allow for both the Wi-Fi router and the Wi-Fi extender to give a whole home coverage, then that's perfect. But if you do need any additional, it would be $8 per month per extender. Just
per
so you're aware.
Extender. Okay. Because I was also wondering, because we, and I might have mentioned this, we had someone come in and basically redo all of our stuff because we weren't getting, I guess, the coverage we needed. So We have two or three extenders right now.
Oh,
That's
okay.
because I know he even put one like in the garage because our bedroom's above the garage. Like, so we have stuff already set up. So ideally, and it hasn't been there long, ideally I would love to use those if possible. So
Yeah.
if they could take a look when they come.
Absolutely. And I can make a note. I'll put a note of please see if existing extenders are compatible. Does that sound good?
Perfect.
Okay. And then were we going for any phone service?
No. You mean landline, right?
Yes, I do mean landline.
Yeah, no, we don't do that.
All
Just
right. And
confirming.
then you do own your property.
We do not.
You do not. Okay.
Is
So
that an issue?
no, it's not. The only thing that we would need would be the property owner or the landlord's name and phone number so that we can get the permission to do the install.
Which is so funny because we did our whole install the other thing on our own. They're pretty chill. Let me pull her up. I'm gonna have to spell that because they're Indian.
No worries.
So her name is Shawanti, Shiwanti.
Okay.
And the last name, I'm not even going to attempt to say it, is WIDYARATHNA.
Okay. And what is their phone number, please?
Her phone number is 203-722-6979.
Okay, perfect. And do you know how the current utility wires are feeding the home? Are they under the ground or through the air?
Oh, I believe we're underground. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay. And can you please spell for me your first and last name? Just to make sure I have it
Sure.
correct.
Bryn, Brynn, and then Jacoby, JACOBI.
Perfect. And what's the best email address for you, please? This will also be your username.
Okay, let's do it to Liz, B, so it's B and then LIZ, like Liz, 7734 at Gmail.
Perfect. All right. And the primary phone number that you'd like on the account?
This one, 914-466. 5297.
And did you want a secondary phone number on the account?
Yeah, you could put my husband's 845-416-6297.
You said 6297? Okay. And did you want us to contact you prior to your installation or for any future notifications regarding your account via phone, email, or text?
I guess text. Are they usually like quick things or are they long things? Because like,
They're not
sometimes
usually
you like
typically that
deadline
long.
an
It's like,
email.
hey, congratulations. Like you're a day away from your install, for example.
Okay, yeah, you can text me.
Yeah, so when it comes to like the text messaging, we can notify you of important information such as updates to your order status. You can confirm your install appointment via text. There's a few different things, but it's usually account specific. It's nothing more than that. And of course, message and data rates may apply, but I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a message cost anything as far as that goes with an all-inclusive plan. So if you know what I
Yeah,
mean.
no, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yep,
Okay.
that's fine.
And then did you want to enroll in auto pay and paperless billing? That would be the way that you would get your price down to $69.99 if you sign up for the auto pay and paperless billing through your checking account, it gives you that $10 discount from $79.99 to $69.99. Or if you go for debit or credit card, it would only give you a $5 discount, which would bring your bill down to $74.99.
Yeah, I'm fine connecting it to checking.
Okay. All right. And you wouldn't happen to have that information on offhand, would you?
I'm trying to pull it up right now.
Okay, because I would just need the account number and the routing number. And then, of course, however I need to spell it for the name on the account. So, like, if you have a middle initial or anything like that.
Hold on one second.
I just like to make sure personally that it matches.
No, sorry. Just give me some weird alert. Okay. So, apologies. What did you want to match?
Oh, no, I was just saying that I would need the routing number, the account number, and then I would ask you if there's any, like, because I want to make sure that the name that I put into the system associated with the account is matching what's on your bank statement.
Yep. You know, I wonder if they have my middle initial on there. I think they do. I mean, I could give it to you just to have.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's an E.
Okay.
I got it. All right, so the account number is 609-001-610.
Okay.
And then the routing is 021-000-21.
And that would be Chase.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and I know this might be a stupid question, but spell your first name for me, please, again.
Bryn, B-R-Y-N-N.
I'm so used to an I instead of a Y, so I do apologize for that.
Bryn.
All right, and this is a checking account and not a savings account, or is it a savings account?
Checking.
Okay. And do you authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. So that is saved. And again, you won't get charged for anything until the date of your install.
Okay, great.
And then if I remember correctly from the last time we spoke, we had discovered about Archtop with the direct mail, right? The flyers?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, because how else would I know? Yeah, I think so.
Well, I mean, you could have seen our trucks or the construction. I mean, we have a few different ones.
Seen the trucks more recently, but I remember finding out about this like months ago.
Gotcha. So it probably was a flyer. So I'm putting in that note to see if the existing extenders are compatible with the router.
Thank you.
And then, so all the power lines and any other kind of utility wires are buried underground?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm putting that down. Is there anything about the property, anything else about the property that we should be aware of? Like, such as, like, a septic tank, if that's towards the front, because some properties have it that way.
That I don't know about.
I can put down that you're unsure where the septic tank is.
I can ask my husband if he knows. I don't know if he knows, though.
Well, I mean, that's fine because we're going to be reaching out anyway. So anything that we don't know, we could probably just find out from your property owner.
Yeah. I did have a question about the process itself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did hear, because they come and rip everything up. Mainly because we don't own, like, are they going to put it back together?
Wait, what do you mean they rip everything up? Because we micro trench, we don't like bring a backhoe or anything.
maybe they were referring to the lawn. I don't know if it was my husband's friend. I remember mm-hmm. hearing in passing something about how they got it done or someone got it done. It's like, oh, make sure they come to like put it back together. Maybe they were referring to the lawn.
Or if it was a walkway that maybe they needed to get under, I can understand that.
Dug up, yeah.
Yeah, because we micro-trench, we trench about 6 to 8 inches deep and only wide enough for the cable, unless there's already a conduit. If there's already a conduit, okay. Then we will most likely try to just slip it through the same conduit.
So, like, all these fluorescent markings on my sidewalk,
yes.
Is it going to be going through the whole sidewalk?
No. So oftentimes it doesn't. Usually they'll go underneath the sidewalk, if anything. But if they're marked on the sidewalk, it's just to let us know where the wires are. Yeah. So for any other like utilities that are already like underground, that's where the markings are for.
Got it.
Yeah. So that we are aware of where everything is, and that way we can either avoid it or follow through the same path depending on what we're doing.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So depending on the marking. So like if it were, for example, a septic marking or like a sewer line marking, then that's something that we would avoid, for example. And then for the others, if it's like the power cables, like the Central Hudson utility lines, or maybe it's Spectrum or Frontier or whoever has cables there already buried, then we would most likely follow through the same area.
Okay.
Did you have any questions or comments for our techs?
How long does it take usually?
So it takes about an hour and a half, usually up to a maximum of 2 hours for the install. But again, we do recommend that you don't cancel with your current provider until after our fiber services are installed.
Yes, that was going to be my next question.
Yeah, that's simply because we want to maintain that connectivity so that you still have internet even through the installation process. Like, I could understand it if, you were moving into the home for the first time and nobody had service of anything. You know, that's understandable, but when you're switching from one provider to the next, we definitely want to keep you connected.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially with how important it is.
Install, it will just shift over to you, and then it's almost like even if we have Spectrum, we're just not using it, and we have to cancel, right?
Correct, yes. So once our tech in the install is like, okay, you're all set to go, I'm going to head out. They should have shown you by then, the new app that is available called HomePass if you're using our router. At that point, they will kind of show you cool things about it. And then they'll be like, well, you're all set to go. You're fully connected. I'm getting great light signal. I'm getting great speeds from your internet. And then that's when you're all set to cancel whenever you want after that.
Okay. Cool.
Yep. So that will also be the same day as the first day of your billing cycle.
Okay.
Now, so you're all set for that for right now. We're not able to schedule the installation just yet because we're still over a week away from your in-service date because it's supposed to be on Halloween, I guess. That's when we're expecting to be able to begin taking the appointments for your neighborhood.
Okay, so then are you able to, or will you like contact me with a date, or should I call back on Halloween?
Nope, so we'll reach out to you or we'll at least send you an email to have you call us. But typically,
Okay.
as long as everything is going smoothly, then we would actually be reaching out to you and letting you know, hey, we're able to schedule you, what day works best for you and what time works best for you. Our appointment times are typically 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. We do also do Saturday installs, just so that you know.
Okay. No, that's great to know. Yeah, because I know my husband will definitely have questions around, like, if we can select the time just because of
Oh,
fall
absolutely.
stuff.
We go by 2-hour intervals. So, and then of course, we don't schedule in the middle of the day, like noon or anything. So that's when we start, like with the 1 p.m. and the 3 p.m. But the latest appointment that's usually available, when it comes to scheduling would be 3 p.m. Now, a little bit more information is before the date of your installation, you may see us come onto the property. Obviously, we'll keep you up to date on, you know, what your landlord states and gives in giving us permission and everything. But you'll see us come onto the property before the date of your installation appointment. You don't have to be home for that part, unless you absolutely want to be. But that is the day that we would be doing the drop cable, which is the cable that connects you from our fiber network at the street to the outside of the home, so that the
Okay.
install can go smoothly on the date of your appointment. The date of your appointment, you would need to be home because we need someone home in order for our tech to come into the house. But before that, anytime before that, you may see one of our teams just kind of come on just to survey and also bury that drop cable. If we have to lay a temporary drop cable, we will coordinate for that to be buried within 10 days of placement. If after 10 days you still see it there, just give us a ring. We'll expedite it.
Okay.
Okay. But other than that, you are basically all set. You should receive 2 emails, one of which would be your order status or your confirmation of your order. And then the other is going to be the invitation to sign into your online portal. Again, the email address that you provided to me today is going to be your username. So you should be able to log in using that username.
Okay. And then would I
Okay.
just then create like a password or?
Yeah, so it should also provide you with a temporary password or it should prompt you to change your
Okay, great.
password. If not, you can always just give us a call and we'll fix that for you. But typically it does send you a temporary password or it prompts you to change your password when you log in using the link. But other than that, you are all set. And we'll give you a call next week around Halloween.
Okay.
But other than that,
Awesome.
was there
Thank you
anything
so
else that I
much.
could help you with other than setting up for service?
Nope, that's all.
All right. Well, in that case, Brynn, thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your week.
Thanks, CJ. Bye now.
Thanks.